And let's get right to our guest student athlete today, Wes.
Let's do it. We've got Jenna Phelps from the soccer team, and Jenna coming off a big tie. I almost called it a win because it kind of felt that way, Jenna, against Grand Valley State, number 10 ranked team and the defending national champs. And you guys were able to hold them without a goal. And obviously that's always what you're trying to do every time you step on the field. But give us an overall thoughts on the game.
Yeah, anytime there's a shutout, it's a pretty big deal. But against Grand Valley, something we've never done before, it was really awesome for our team to do that. And I think that from every position, we stepped up, and it wasn't a total defensive game. We still got some shots on goal, and it was a fun one to be in.
There were a lot of opportunities for both teams.
Yeah, there were. And it was nice that our whole team, we were transitioning forward. Everyone was getting back. Sometimes we had forwards helping us on defense, getting the ball cleared, and then they were still able to get forward and get some shots on goal.
I know that the weekend as a whole probably didn't go the way you wanted it to. You lost to Ferris on Friday night. Do you think it was a case where the team was maybe looking forward to that Grand Valley game a little bit, or was Ferris just came in and played a good game against you?
I think that we definitely looked forward ahead to Sunday's game, which, looking back on it, it's nice that we were able to bounce back, but Friday was definitely not our best game.
So you right now you guys are tied for third in the GLIAC standings, and you know, when you look at the season overall and the goals you guys had, how does that compare to where you wanted to be?
I think it's a good spot for us right now. We aren't getting overconfident, but we aren't hanging our heads yet, and we have Saginaw this weekend, who's also in the same boat as us, so that should be a very good game for us.
And that's on is that on the real grass?
Yep.
That you guys were talking about last night.
How does that affect you as a goalkeeper? Playing on turf or playing on grass, does it really make a difference?
Turf is typically more predictable, but Saginaw's grass is pretty nice, so it's not too bad.
So you've played down there before. This won't be your first game at Saginaw.
Correct.
Now talk about, let's go back. You joined the soccer program that you're in your third year with the program. Talk about how you got recruited and where you came from and how, you know, how it all came about. You ended up at Michigan Tech.
Originally, I'm from Green Bay, and I got in contact with Michelle. She actually saw me play indoor soccer with another team, and then from there, we had made contact, and she watched me play a couple times over the summer and came to visit. Came during the snowy season, so it's surprising that I'm here because I don't necessarily like the cold, but it was a good fit for me.
How long have you been a goaltender?
Keeper.
Goalkeeper.
A very long time. Since I was probably 8 is when I focused solely on goalkeeping.
That long ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the position drew you in?
What's that?
What about the position drew you in? Why did you like doing that? Why did you keep doing it?
Well, I still get very nervous before every game, so I don't really know why I do it. But it's something that, because I was good at it and I liked learning new tactics and how to be, well, half of my position is to be physically in the game. The other half is mental and talking to my teammates, directing them, which is something that I like to do.
Nice. So you're kind of the field general out there, you know, directing the traffic and telling. I mean, that's, you know, like catcher in baseball and goaltender in mm-hmm. hockey. I mean, those are important positions, obviously, to their team. How about just the success of this program? And obviously, it was still a very young program when you signed on, and you probably didn't know exactly what you were getting into, but just the success that this team's had in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think that I started watching the program during their first year, and it was surprising that they got any wins, but then they ended up about 500, which was, it was incredible for a first-year team. And then from there, it just continued to grow, and I think that it helped Michelle get the right players here, and every year it's just more and more success with our team.
Talk about your background. Do you play any other sports? Were you a multi-sport athlete in high school, those type of things?
I did play basketball until high school, and then the basketball coach was kind of the one that made me choose, and it was an easy choice for me to stick with soccer.
Backfired on him a little bit,
yeah.
How about academics? What are you studying?
I'm a sport and fitness management major, and I just finished my minor in coaching fundamentals.
And career aspirations, what do you want to do with the sports and fitness management major?
I would love to coach. If I don't end up doing that for a full time, I would love to be somewhere in university athletics.
Nice.
You know, a lot of people say that like in hockey and in baseball, a lot of catchers and goaltenders make great coaches because they see the game better than most mm-hmm. people. Do you feel that way kind of?
Yeah, sometimes, because I can see the whole field from where I'm standing, mm-hmm. and I'm not always focused on, I need to run at the ball, so I'm not focused just on the ball. I can see runners coming from everywhere, and it's definitely different than focusing on where the ball is and having to get there every time.
Mm-hmm. When you look forward here to the end of the season now, this team, you know, won its first conference championship already. They made their first NCAA tournament appearance. I'm assuming that the region rankings will be coming out here soon, the first ones, and we'll find out where we are if we have a chance at that again. But, where do you think this team can go yet this season?
I think that we can win these next two games this weekend, our last conference games, get in the tournament, get a couple wins in there. Hopefully we see Grand Valley again. I'd love to put some goals in against them, but it would be nice to get to the NCAA tournament, and let's win this time.
we're definitely home for the quarterfinal game, the Gleick right. tournament. That's going to be on November 4th. That's a Tuesday, and it's going to be a 2 o'clock game. They play afternoon games for that
right.
That round of the tournament. I think a big part of that is travel and rest time. And does that, as a goalkeeper, is that affect you as much as the other players playing back-to-back games like you guys do?
No, you can tell for sure that their legs are tired and they're just exhausted running for, well, especially the last game was not 110 easy minutes. It was a lot of work for them. Yeah. And of course I was sore, I had some saves, but they definitely worked harder than I did.
Is there any special preparation for keepers compared to regular soccer players as far as stretching or any kind of calisthenics or anything you do to kind of prepare yourself?
Pre-game, we do our own warm-up for the first, 20 minutes or so, get our hands familiar with the ball, even though it's the same every time. But we get our hands familiar, make sure we're, know where we are on the field. If it's a new field, we have to check the bounce on the field, see if there's any bumps and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a little different each time.
My son plays youth soccer, and he's goalkeeper quite often. What advice would you give to him if he's listening this morning?
I would tell him to be fearless, because that's something you have to do, and talk to your teammates, because they really do, as much as they get annoyed by it, they definitely need it.
Jenna Phelps is with us, the goalkeeper for Michigan Tech Soccer. Have you ever taken one right in the nose and broken your nose?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Broken nose.
Yeah.
Well, we had the Ferris game, there was a couple of nasty ones back-to-back. Somebody, I think one of the Ferris players volleyed one out of the air with her foot and mm-hmm. right into her teammate's face, and she went down like a ton of bricks. you probably have seen that more often than you care to.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we look forward to the upcoming games. We look forward to having you back. Good that your home career is not over, home season's not over for Michigan Tech soccer. We'll be back at home at least for one more, and who knows, things fall our way. We could be home for more than that, but we for sure know that we have that November 4th contest. Looking forward to the upcoming games, a big one on Thursday. All the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jenna. All right, ladies and gentlemen, more Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a little bit here on Mix 93 WKMJ.